Let's bow for the prayer.
让我们同祈祷。
Father, we thank you again for your Spirit.
天父，我们再一次感谢你的圣灵。
Lord, it's your Spirit that cleanses us and applies God's grace into our lives.
是你的灵洁净我们，让你的话语应用在我们的身上。
We thank you for the privilege of coming before you to worship you as our Father, our Lord.
我们感谢你给我们有这个特权，可以来到你的面前敬拜你，就是我们的天父，我们的主。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
求你的圣灵充满我们。
Move us close to your throne.
让我们接近，更加接近你的宝殿。
To worship you with all our hearts.
让我们全心去敬拜你。
Father,We pray that your words will speak into our hearts.
求你的话语向我们说话。
Soften our hearts, O Lord.
软化我们的心。
That we'll be receptive to your words.
以致我们可以接受你的话语。
That it is your words that becomes that cleansing fire into our hearts and lives.
让你的话语成为洁净的火在我们的心里面，在我们的生命里面。
It's your word that sanctifies us and makes us holy.
你的话语洁净我们，让我们可以成圣。
And makes us more and more into the image of Christ.
让我们更像主基督。
Father, may you bless us in our worship.
求主祝福我们的敬拜。
And that we will be open to your words.
让我们听你的话语。
As a guide unto our lives.
作为我们生命的指标。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.We're continuing our study in the book of Ephesians.
我们继续学习以弗所书。
We're coming to this chapter, chapter 5.
来到第五章。
As last week, we've been, just a reminder that we've been talking about the idea of being filled with the Spirit.
咁上个星期我们都讲过是要被圣灵充满。
And then Paul goes into this topic of being submission, of submission.
咁保罗就继续讲到要顺服。
And that As Christians, we all ought to be humble and submissive.
我们作为基督徒都是应该谦卑和顺服。
And now he moves into this area where he talks to the wives, the husband, the children.
现在他就继续讲到是妻子、丈夫和儿女。
So as we move on to these passages, we're going to seem like it's a small, short mini-series in family and marriage.
咁我哋而家讲呢度咧，就好似一个迷你嘅系列，系讲到家庭婚姻家庭。
And perhaps it's very applicable for us today。
或者对我哋今日都系好适用嘅。
Because if we look in society，
如果我哋睇下呢个社会
，and we look at homes and families，
我哋睇到家庭
，we see a lot of disorder。
我哋睇到好多嘅混乱。
We see a lot of confusion of what God's design of marriage was all about。
好多嘅混乱系神到底设立呢个婚姻系咩意思
？We see a lot of broken families.
我哋睇到好多破碎嘅家庭。
Where divorce and one family parents is very normal.
离婚同埋一单亲嘅家庭系好似系好多。
But that's not how God designed it to be.
但神嘅设计唔系咁样嘅。
So today we're going to be looking at God's design for marriage, for husband and for wives, for children.
咁今日我哋就睇下神对婚姻嘅设计，家庭，妻子、丈夫、儿女系应该点样
？And the foundation of our talk today of godly wives, the foundation comes from verses 18 to 24.
咁我哋今日呢、这个讲呢个题目嘅基础就系喺18至24节嗰度。
It talks about being filled with the Spirit.
就讲到要被圣灵充满。
All Christians, what makes you different than a non-Christian?
咁所有基督徒，你同非基督徒有咩唔同嘅咧
？What makes your lives different than the lives of a non-Christian？
你嘅生活同非基督徒嘅生活有咩唔同咧
？You know, God says that there should be a difference.
神话应该系有唔同嘅。
Even when you look from the outside, there should be a vast difference.
就算你就喺外边睇嚟，都应该系好唔同嘅。
And if you remember, as we studied in Ephesians, the big difference is
我哋如果你记得我哋读以弗所书，我哋嘅呢个嘅。唔同分别就系、是、
，that your sins have been forgiven, you've been restored in your relationship to God.
你嘅罪已经系得赦免，你同神已经和好。
And the most important thing is that now you are sealed as Christian You're all sealed with the Holy Spirit.
现在作为基督徒，你是有圣灵的印记的。
You know, we've always been talking about a lot of that as Christians. What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
咁我哋基督徒成日都讲，被圣灵充满，咁到底系咩意思咧？
All right, the idea of being filled is the idea of being controlled, moved along by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满就是圣灵去掌管同埋驱使你去做每一件事。
Perhaps a helpful image to think about is that you're not a cup that the Holy Spirit fills with, you know, as you imagine, with water.
咁可以或者你可以想象一下，有一个杯，然后圣灵系充满你倒落去。
Maybe the better way to look at it is that you're actually a sailboat with a big sail.
或者係好啲嘅形象就係你係一個帆船。
That the Holy Spirit is a wind that comes to.Blow to fill your sail with his wind.
咁呢个圣灵就系风嚟吹你个帆。
Are you a boat that has a sail? Open your sails wide to catch the blowing of the Holy Spirit in your life.
咁你要打开你嘅帆，让圣灵喺你嘅生命里边系吹，好似个风咁吹你，带领你行。
So that our lives become filled with the force of the Holy Spirit that is driving us.
所以我哋嘅生命就系充满圣灵嘅能力去驱使我哋。
And it's His Spirit that blows us along unto His path each and every day.
就系圣灵去驱使我哋去行，佢为我哋指开嘅每一日嘅路。
And last week we talked about what life is, you know, what it looks like to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
咁上个星期我哋讲咗，被圣灵充满嘅生活系应该点样嘅。
It's so important that I need to remind and reiterate it again.
咁我好重要，我要再提醒大家。
The first point is what if you're filled with the Spirit.
第一点就系如果你被圣灵充满
，you will have a heart of thanksgiving to God.
你就会有一个。感恩感谢神的心。
We see that in verse 20. Give thanks always and for everything to the God and Father.
二十节嗰度就系讲到凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
A heart filled with the Spirit will be a life of joy and thanksgiving.
被圣灵充满嘅生命就系有充满感恩同埋喜乐嘅。
Because we know that every good gift is from above.
因为我们知道每一样美好的礼物就是从上而来的。
Secondly, it's a heart of humility. One filled with the Spirit has a heart of humility.
第二就是一个被圣灵充满的心是谦卑的。
There's a submission to one another.
是互相的顺服。
Alright, that's where the main theme comes from in verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
这就是21节那里讲到，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此信服。
You know, and these are the fruits of righteousness that is brought on by the Spirit in our lives.
这些就是公义的果子，是藉着圣灵带给我们的生命。
You know, notice that these fruits are the total opposite of a heart controlled by sin.
这一个的果子要看到是完全同被罪控制的心是不
同的。 The heart that is controlled by sin produces fruits of pride and self-centeredness.
被罪充满的心就是充满是骄傲同埋自我中心的。
And we have to remember that the root of sin is pride.
我们要记得罪的源头就是骄傲。
You know, what is pride? Pride is that overarching, overwhelming me first mentality.
这个骄傲就是一个掌管一切的我第一这个的心态。
And that's the heart of sin.
这个就是罪的心。
It is a self-glorification that I am God, I am the highest, and the world revolves around me.
就是一个自我吹捧的，就是在这个世界里面我就是神，这个世界是围着我转的。
And at the root of it is a heart that is self-righteous.
那这个的根源就是一个自义。
There's no need for God. There's no need for God.
是不需要神的。
I am my own righteousness.
我自己就是我的公义。
You know, they control their own lives.
他就自己控制自己的生命。
And they live it the way that they, whatever they want to do.
过一个自己想过的生活。
And as I describe this, it kind of, you know, if you look at our society, that's the heart of society at this time.
那你看看这个社会就是现在就是这样。
You know, it does whatever it wants to do.
就是想做什么就做什么。
Now, at the root of that is pride and selfishness.
这个根源就是骄傲和自私。
Living a life without Christ.
有一个冇基督嘅生命。
And what Paul is saying here is that when you become a Christian，
但保罗喺度讲到嘅就系
，when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior，
当你接受耶稣基督作你嘅救主同埋生命嘅主嘅时候
，you become a new creation，
你系一个新嘅被造物。
And that new creation， the key is the filling of the Holy Spirit。
咁呢一个新嘅被造物嘅关键就系被圣灵充满。
Ephesians 4 talks about what it means that。The Spirit comes in and fills our lives.
以弗所书第四章就系讲到圣灵嚟到我哋，充满我哋嘅生命。
He applies sanctification into our hearts and makes us clean.
让我哋嘅内心可以得以成圣。
It's a process that goes on throughout our whole lifetime.
呢个系我哋一生嘅过程。
That the Spirit now lives in within you.
而家圣灵喺你嘅心里边居住。
Helps to make you more and more like Christ.
就是帮助你越来越更像基督。
That the Spirit has broken our bondage to sin.
圣灵已经打碎我们被罪的捆锁。
So as a Christian, that bondage to pride and selfishness is no longer the fruit that a Christian should bear.
所以这个基督徒就不再是有这个的捆绑，不再有这个自私。
So that's what the emphasis is. When you're filled with the Spirit, you'll bear the fruit of humility.
就是当你被圣灵充满的时候，你就有这个谦卑的果子。
To be humble before God.
就在神的面前谦卑。
To be humble before man.
在人的面前谦卑。
You know, that's the theme of submitting to one another under Christ.
这个就是在基督里面彼此顺服的意思。
And that's the heart of humbleness. That's the heart of humbleness.
这个就是谦卑的心。
You know, it expresses itself in thanksgiving.
就是用感谢来去表达出来。
And submission to one another.
就是互相的彼此信服。
You know, this is very tangible for us.
这个是很实在的。
You know, it sounds very simple.
好像很简单。
But it's very hard to do.
但是很难做。
The mark that of you, the way that you live.
你怎样去过活。
Do people see that you're filled with the Holy Spirit?
人是不是看到你是被圣灵充满？
Living a life of thanksgiving and a life of humility before others.
过一个感恩的谦卑的生活。
You know, what does it say here? It's a heart that sings and hums a melody to the Lord, giving thanks always and for everything.
这里就是讲到用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。
It's a heart of thanksgiving.
就是一个感恩的心。
And it's a heart that sings songs and spiritual hymns to each other.
就是互相的用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说。
That you always want what is best for another.
就是你永远都是希望别人得到最好的。
You know, that's what the Spirit does. The Spirit comes, secondly, to fill you and transform you.
这个就是圣灵来到，就是要充满你和改变你。
The way that you relate to other people.
改变你同人嘅关系。
And instead of using others and dominating others in relationship，
唔系喺你同人嘅关系里边系利用人同埋去做主宰。
You have a willingness to be submissive to one another，
而系愿意彼此嘅信服。
And this is humility to think about other people's needs before our own。
就系呢个谦卑，就系思想人哋嘅需要喺我哋自己嘅需要之前。
That's what Philippians 2:4 says. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
腓立比书二章四章四节就系咁讲：各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So this idea of submission is defined very clearly here.
所以呢度系讲得好清楚咩叫做顺服嘅。
And it's the humble heart, the focusing not on oneself.
就是一个谦卑的心，不是只是专注自己的事。
And we have to realize that's what the Spirit does.
我们要知道这个就是圣灵的工作。
He turns us away from that sinful selfishness and pride.
就是改变我们，从我们自己自私的人去变改变。
We don't just focus now on our own agenda or our own needs.
我们现在不再是只是顾住自己的事，自己的需要。
Because Christ has now fulfilled all our needs.
因为现在基督是要供应我们一切的需要。
We're not just focused on our plan, our desires for life.
我们不再是专注自己的计划，我们生怎么去生活。
Now we learn to live and sacrifice for others.
我们现在愿意去为别人牺牲。
You know, Jesus is our greatest example.
耶稣就是一个最大的、最好的例子。
He says that in verse 8, and being found, Philippians 2:8.
在腓立比书二章八节那里就是这样讲。
Being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And that's what we're called to do as, to be as Christians.
这个就是我们呼召成为基督徒所要做的。
It is this kind of love and sacrifice that we're able to submit to one another.
就是这个的爱，让我们可以互相的信服。
Willing to give to another, even our lives if God calls it.
就是愿意去为别人牺牲。
You know, and this is the life that is filled with the Spirit.
这个就是充满圣灵的生命。
And you have to realize it brings transformation.
你要知道这个就会带来转变。
You know, this is the heart that God desires, the humbleness of serving.
这个就是神所期望的谦卑的心，侍奉的心。
You know, and this is the idea of why God made the body of the church.
所以这个就是神在这个做这个教会是这个的身体。
And the emphasis has always been to serve one another.
这个专注就是要去彼此的服侍。
You know, we come to the church so that we can actually learn to give to one another.
我们来到教会就是要学习彼此的供应。
To see other people's needs.
看到别人的需要。
To love them in humility.
去爱去顺服
and to build them up in the Lord.
去爱神
So serving as Christ as in the church is a part of being submissive.
侍奉基督在教会里面就是一部分就是彼此的顺服
So when we serve within these ministries of the church, it is a giving of ourselves freely.
当我们在教会里面侍奉的时候就是将自己无私的献出
You know, when you think about it, you come to serve in children ministry or Chinese school,There's nothing that you get out of it as a teacher.
咁你可以想象一下，当你去儿童嘅事工同埋或者中文学校，你自己系冇得到咩益处嘅。
Well, the thing you get out of it is grief and headaches, maybe.
或者你会得到嘅就系好头痛。
But dealing with the children that are unruly.
或者要面对一啲唔系好乖嘅小朋友。
But in reality, you come not to get anything out of it.
但系目的就系其实现实就系你要嚟到做，唔系为咗要得到啲乜嘢。
But it's really to love the people that you come to serve.
就是去爱你要服侍那些人。
Oh, that's already an area where we say, oh, when you serve in ministry, that is your practice submitting to one another.
所以当你是在某一个事工上侍奉的时候，这个就是你的实习。
To care for the needs of people, to go visit nursing homes and go visit the sick.
去关心别人，去探访
Even coming to do simple things like being usher, serving as a sound engineer or PowerPoint engineer.
或者好简单嘅就系司事啊，或者系声音响啊，或者其他嘅事工。
And being worship leader on the praise team.
或者系赞美小组，或者系崇拜。
Anywhere you serve is service to God.
无论你喺边个地方侍奉，你都系侍奉神。
And it's submission to one another.For the needs of other people.
是彼此的顺服，是为了别人的需要。
And this is the foundation that we're built upon.
这个就是我们的基础，我们在上面建立。
As we move on this, to the specific instructions for wives that we see here today.
就是我们继续去看今天这个指令，我们妻子怎样。
We're moving on to just a few verses, 22 to 24.
我们看到下面几节，22至24节。
He says, Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. That's actually we're going to focus on that first.
咁我哋就首先讲到，你们作妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Now this kind of gives us the manner of how we are to submit.
咁呢度就讲俾我哋听，我哋应该点样去顺服。
You know, what we've just talked about is the foundation of why we're submitting because of Christ.
咁頭先我哋一路講嘅就係我哋點解要順服，就係因為基督。
And Paul gives us this example with wives.
保羅咧就俾我哋有一個例子，就係講到妻子。
You know, just as Paul just said, you're to submit to one another.
保羅就啱啱講到你要彼此嘅順服。
Wives are called now to submit to their husband in the same manner as to the Lord.
咁妻子而家就係被呼召要順服自己嘅丈夫，如同順服主。
You know, notice that it doesn't say obey your husband.
呢度唔系话要听你嘅丈夫嘅话。
Even though some of the husbands may want me to say that，
或者有啲丈夫想我咁讲。
But it says submit。
呢度讲到系顺服。
And we'll find out that actually obey is the word that he uses for children.
但我哋以后会睇到呢个听话顺从呢个字。
It's the children that are to obey the parents.
系用喺儿女嘅身上，就系儿女要顺从。
To submit.
妻子就是要顺服。
And this is a much softer word.
这是一个比较柔软的温柔的字。
All right, and Paul makes it even softer by adding this possessive word noun as your own husband.
那保罗就更加多一个字更加的温柔就是你自己的丈夫。
But it's the idea that this husband belongs to you.
就讲到这个丈夫是你的。
It is your husband.
是你的丈夫。
All right, you chose him.
是你揀佢嘅。
All right, but God's the one that gave him to you.
但是神将佢俾你。
All right, there's a sense of you owning your husband. He's yours and yours alone.
就好似就是这个丈夫是属于你嘅，是唯有属于你。
There is an intimacy and exclusiveness.
呢度是一个亲密嘅关系。
It's very personal.
是非常嘅个人嘅。
And there's an inward love and tendency of submission.
是有一个内在嘅爱。
Now this idea of submission is the idea of honoring and respecting your husband as the head of your household.
这个的顺服就是视你的丈夫是一家之主。
The idea of submitting to your husband as you would to Christ is submitting to your husband as your Savior and your Lord.
就是如同顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主就是你视你的丈夫为你的主你
He's the one that God has put into your home and into your life
是神将他放在你的家庭里面你的生命里面
To be your head, to be your protector
作为你的头你的保护者
To be your provider
你的供应者
You know, and it is the idea of calling for respect and honor
就是我们就是要去尊敬
It sounds simple too, right?
好似好簡單，係咪？
But it's very hard to do.
但係好難做。
You know, and when we think about it, that is not the real natural human tendency.
因為呢個唔係真正嘅人嘅傾向，自然嘅傾向。
What is that natural tendency?
自然嘅傾向係乜嘢咧
？Natural tendency is sometimes for fighting and strife.
就係去爭鬥。
And so if you're sitting here and sometimes you're thinking, yeah.A lot of times my husband irritates me.
咁如果你喺度谂，系坐喺度，你会谂系啊，我丈夫有时好烦。
You know, I can't be submissive to my husband all the time.
我唔可以时常都要顺服佢。
You know, that's something crazy that you're asking me to do here.
你而家喺度咁叫我咁做，好似好疯狂。
You know, and there's a reason for that.
系有原因嘅。
You know, it goes back to the fall.
讲翻睇翻堕落。
But we go back to Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and Eve sinned.
我们看创世纪第三章当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
God's judgment fell upon them.
神的审判就临到他
们。Genesis 3:16, it says, He said to the woman, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. You know, did you realize that, you know, this is why women have pain in childbearing?
创世纪三章十六节咁神讲，又对女人说我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你知唔知道呢个就系点解怀胎
？Childbearing was never meant to be that painful。
其实生育儿女唔系应该咁痛苦嘅。
It's part of the fall, the curse。
就系因为堕落之后嘅咒诅。
Where can you see the proof of that？
咁你喺边度睇到咧
？When you look at any nature show about birth of a doe of a little baby lamb。
咁你可以睇下喺自然界里边所有嘅雀鸟出世 ，B B 动物出世。
None of these animals that are giving birth are ever yelling and screaming like we have wives.
佢哋唔系好似我哋啲妻子生儿女嗰时咁大声叫嘅。
You know, we see them when we watch these shows, and they don't even cry. They just sit there, and it goes bloop.And it comes out.
咁我哋睇下呢啲电视咧，佢哋都冇喊嘅，冇叫嘅。
Going on a tangent here.
坐喺度就睇见有啲 B B 就出世噶啦。
Because of the root of sin, this is a curse.
因为系罪嘅缘故，所以呢个系个咒诅。
You know, women have much more pain in childbearing.
妇女系生儿育女系有好多嘅苦楚。
And the next verse is the key verse I want to read. Your desire shall be for your husband. and he shall rule over you.
下一次咧，要大家提注意嘅就系，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
This is very important. It says your desire will be for your husband.
呢个好紧要，就系讲你要恋慕，你系会恋慕你嘅丈夫。
Alright, that's the idea that you will want to fight for authority.
就系讲到你会去争权。
You will want to have the authority of your husband.
你想要有丈夫这个的权柄。
You want to rule as God designed the man to rule, to lead. You will want to rule and to lead.
神是设计这个男人去带，去掌权，去带领，但是你就要去拿这个权。
But ultimately, God says, he shall rule over you.
但是神最后就是说，他要必管辖你。
But the wife wants to lord it over their husbands.
妻子要掌管丈夫。
And what does the husband do? He suppresses the wife. He tries to keep his leadership, so he dominates the wife.
咁个丈夫点样咧？就系要保持呢一个嘅领袖呢个地位，就系要去压迫妻子。
That's why there's marital strife. It's because of sin.
所以婚姻里边嘅争斗就系喺呢度出嚟，因为罪嘅缘故。
And the sin is that root of pride and selfishness and wanting your own way.
我哋知道呢个罪嘅源头就系。骄傲同埋自私，系想要自己嘅方式。
You know, that's why even when I gave this title out, "Godly Woman," people were probably turned off. It says, "I don't want to hear about submission."
所以如果我将呢今日嘅讲道讲为属神嘅妻妇人嘅时候咧，可能你冇兴趣，你唔想听。
It's because of this heart.
一就系因为呢个心。
Of rebellion.
嘅反叛嘅心。
They think that it's a call to mindless slavery, but it's not.
佢哋以为呢个系一个嘅奴仆奴役，其实唔系。
It actually should be a beautiful picture of love and sacrifice and service as we serve Jesus.
而系啊，应该系一个美好嘅图画。因为我哋系喺度侍奉基督。
You know, a wife in her fallen and natural nature will not want to submit.
堕落嘅妻子系唔想要去顺服嘅。
And a husband in his fallen nature will not love but dominate his wife.
丈夫在堕落的人性里面，亦都是要不去爱，而是要去管辖丈夫。
So we have marital conflicts and fighting within our marriages.
所以我们的婚姻里面就是有这个冲突。
It comes from this root of sin and selfishness.
就是在这个自私这个罪里面发生的。
And our society is full of it.
这个社会里面就是充满这些事。
Where divorce is rampant, families are broken.
到处都见到有离婚同埋家庭破碎嘅事。
So is Paul delusional in asking wives to be submissive?
所以保罗要妻子去顺服，系咪妄想咧
？Of course not.
唔系啦。
Alright, why?
点解
？Because that through Christ, there's something amazing that has happened.
因为藉住基督，已经有一啲好奇妙嘅事情发生咗。
You know, Christ's victory on the cross has freed each of us from the bondage of sin.
基督喺十字架上嘅得胜已经将我们每一个人从罪的捆绑里面释放出来。
So when Paul is telling us to be submissive here,
当保罗要我们去信服的时候，
he's telling you that curse of Genesis 3:16 is broken.
他就告诉我们，在创世纪三章十六节的咒诅已经是被打破。
So something supernatural has really happened in our lives.
在我们的生命里面有一些很超自然的事情已经发生。
That supernatural thing is that the Spirit comes and transforms our souls.
这一件事就是圣灵来到改变我们的灵魂。
That a godly wife can have and can seek a heart of submission.
可以能够有一个属神的妻子可以是顺服的。
Because now it is the Spirit that has filled her and moves her to live that way.
因为现在是一个圣灵去充满她，去驱使她，去这样去过生活。
And Paul saying that curse of conflict is broken.
保罗就是讲到这个冲突的咒诅已经是打破了。
You don't have to be stuck in a marriage where you're always fighting and bickering.
你不需要在你的婚姻里面永成日都在争斗。
Not filled with the joy of your salvation.
而不是被这个救恩的喜乐充满。
Filled with joy of hope that comes from Christ that you are to submit and love one another.
你可以有一个盼望，一个从基督而来的盼望的喜乐，因为你是互相的彼此的顺服。
Because you've been made new.
因为你已经是新造的人。
And we're called as Christians each and every day to put away those deeds of darkness.
基督徒是被呼召每一日去离开这个暗昧的行为，
but to put on the righteousness of Christ.
去穿上神的公义。
Christ's love now rules in your heart.
基督爱你在你的心里面掌权。
Or should rule in the hearts of all God's people.
亦都应该在所有神的子民的心里面掌权。
And this new heart should redefine the way that we see marriage.
这个新的心应该是帮我们看怎样去看婚姻。
Marriage is never an issue of equality or who's superior, who is inferior.
婚姻永远都不是说一个不平等的事，谁是优越或者谁低劣。
It's about walking in love. That's what we talked about in Ephesians 5. You must walk in love.
而是就好像我哋所讲到喺以弗所书五章，就系凭爱心行事。
To put others first，
系俾别人优先。
You know, and in reality, through the eyes of Christ, men and women are equal before Him.
喺基督嘅眼里边，男人女人系同等嘅。
1 Peter 3:7 says, "Show honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life."
彼得前书三章七节讲到，你们作丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩。
Galatians 3:28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slaves nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus."
加拉太书三章28节讲到，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
All right, that's the idea that men and women are equal in standing before Christ.
呢度就睇到喺基督面前男女系一样同
等嘅。
You know,
men and women are equally deserving of God's wrath and judgment.
男女都配应得神嘅审判同埋惩罚。
You know, they are equally deserving, undeserving of God, of the love of Christ.
佢哋。同样的不配得神的爱。
But now they have equally been loved by Christ.
但是他们现在是同样的得到基督的爱。
And they are equally co-heirs with Christ to God's eternal kingdom.
他们现在也是同等的在基督里面，去在神的永恒的国度里面有份。
So there's no superior over one another in regards to status. You're equal.
所以在地位上没说谁是优越，他们是同等的。
But there is a distinction of roles.
但是在角色里面是有区别的。
God has designed roles for man, for husband and wife.
神为丈夫妻子是有设计不同的角色。
And we see this in verse 23.
我们看23节就是这样。
Verse 23 defines the role and it gives us the motive for why we are to submit.
23节就讲到我们为什么要去顺服。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and in himself its Savior.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
So Paul uses this illustration of anatomy and the headship of Christ to illustrate the role of the husband.
所以保罗就在这里用到这个解剖学来讲到妻子和丈夫 的关系。
Just as Christ is the head of the church,
就好像基督是教会的头。
The husband, by God's design, is put as the head of the wife.
就是神的设计，就是丈夫，就是妻子的头。
The husband is called to lead, the call to lead to love.
丈夫是被呼召要去爱，要去带领。
To care for his wife as Christ cares for the church.
就是好像要丈夫要照顾教会妻子，就是好像基督对教会一样。
To love his wife and sacrifice for her as Christ sacrificed for the church.
去爱妻子为他牺牲，就是好像基督为教会牺牲一样。
And Ephesians 28 says this very clearly.
以弗所书五章28节讲得很清楚。
In the same way, wives should love their, in the same way, husbands should love their wives and their own bodies.For he who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。
So we see here that the husband is put as the head.
所以我哋睇到呢度，丈夫系头。
And the call for the husband is to love the wife.
佢嘅呼召就系要去爱妻子。
And this goes in complementary fashion to what he calls here is the wives to submit to their husbands.
呢度亦都系符合呢度所讲嘅妻子要顺服丈夫。
It's to recognize them as the head as they recognize Christ.
要承认佢哋系头。好似我哋对基督系头一样。
You know, when a wife is called to submit,
当妻子要顺服嘅时候
，it's the ability to recognize and appreciate the burden that God has called them to.
要去能够知道神呼召佢所去面对嘅事。
God has called your husband to be that spiritual leader of the household.
神系呼召你嘅丈夫做呢个家庭嘅主。
They are responsible before the eyes of God.
佢哋喺神嘅面前系要负责任嘅。
That is their responsibility, their lordship that God has given to them.
呢个系佢哋嘅权柄，系神赐俾佢哋。
They are to live that out in their lives.
佢就系要活出呢一件样。
And it's to understand that this burden is something that their husband has to carry, and you're there to help them carry this burden as well.
我哋要明白呢一个嘅担子系你嘅丈夫要去承担嘅，我哋要帮助佢。
That your husband seeks to be obedient to God.
你嘅丈夫要去寻求去顺服神。
And part of your responsibility as a wife is to help him to be that responsible husband before the Lord.
咁你作妻子嘅就要帮助丈夫喺神嘅面前做负起呢个责任。
You know, God has designed the wife to be the husband's helpmate.
神设计呢个妻子系作丈夫嘅助手。
To do in all her power to help her husband to carry out this responsibility that God has given to him.
系尽佢一切嘅能力去帮助丈夫
负
呢个责任。
Is to pray for him.
就系要去为佢祈祷。
He cannot be a godly husband without the Spirit's power.
没圣灵的能力，他不可以成为属神的丈夫。
He calls you to be one that encourages him, to build him up.
你要去鼓励他，建立他。
To lift him up.
抬高他。
Think of the good traits and give thanks and praise for your husband.
思想他的好的方面去赞美他。
And don't, you know, and don't tear them down in front of others.
在别人面前不要踩低他。
You know, a lot of times what wives do when they get together is complain about their husbands.
很多时候妻子一起的时候就去埋怨他们的丈夫。
You know, sure, you should have one or two people that are close to you when you're going through struggles.
没错，你应该是有一两个人，你要经历挣扎的时候有人跟你亲密。
To share with you the burdens of living and being a godly wife.
同你分享呢一个嘅担子，作为一个属神嘅妻子。
But when we see women getting together, it seems like they're competing to see whose husband is worse.
但系好似有时妻子一齐嘅时候咧，佢哋就好似喺度比较边个丈夫差啲。
And they're saying, "My husband's worse. My husband's worse. He does this. He does that."
佢哋就会话我丈夫差啲，佢做呢样做嗰样。
That should never be.
系唔应该系咁样。
We should lift up.Our husbands.
我哋应该系抬高我哋嘅丈夫。
Build them up.
建立佢哋。
If you cannot respect them before your friends,
如果你喺你嘅朋友面前唔可以去尊重佢哋
，you will not respect them in your home.
你喺家庭里边更加唔会尊重佢。
And this is where your children learn to respect your husband.
呢个就系你嘅儿女点样去学习去尊敬你嘅丈夫。
For you are the one that is called to set that example to honor and respect the husband.
因为你就系要去做呢个榜样，点样去尊敬你嘅丈夫。
So it's not to don't disrespect your husband in front of your children.
唔好喺你嘅儿女面前唔尊重你嘅丈夫。
You know, that's why we in marriage counseling we say never fight before your children.
所以我哋婚姻辅导嘅时候，我哋就会讲到唔好喺你嘅儿女面前争吵。
If you have disagreements.Close the door, go to your room and talk to each other.
如果你有不同的意见，回去房闩埋道门，慢慢讲。
Never fight in front of your children.
不要在儿女面前争吵。
That is not showing respect and honor and teaching our children to respect and honor parents.
这个不是怎样去教导你的儿女去尊重父母。
Being submissive realizes that you need to show grace.
要顺服就是讲到你要有恩慈
，to be patient，
要有耐心
，long suffering，
要有忍耐。
You know, even when the husband mismanages things，
就算丈夫做错事
，they will do things wrong。
佢哋系会做错事。
Take it from me, we do things a lot that are wrong。
我谂下自己做咗好多错事。
And we will fall on our faces。
我哋会一塌糊涂做到。
Because we are sinful。
因为我哋系罪人。
So the wives are meant to be patient in that failure。
所以妻子喺呢啲嘅失败里边要有忍耐。
You know, if you train a child and every time he fails, you do everything for him, does he learn to do anything?
如果你嘅嗱，思想下，如果你嘅儿女啊做错一样嘢，你就全部嘢抌晒俾佢，佢会唔会学到嘢咧
？No. Child will never learn to lead and be successful if he doesn't walk through his failures.
如果你嘅儿女冇喺失败里边学习嘅话，佢唔会学到乜嘢，唔会成功。
And your husband is not a man that knows how to lead already.
你嘅丈夫亦都唔系一个已经知道点样去带领嘅人。
He's never been married. He doesn't know how to lead a wife or a household.
佢未结过婚，佢唔知点样去带一个妻子同埋带领一个家庭。
So everything he does on the run.
佢一路做一路学。
And there are so many potholes that he will fall in.
咁佢会跌落好多嘅坑。
And to be submissive and loving is being able to be patient and long-suffering.
要去顺服，要去爱，就系话要有忍耐。
It doesn't mean that you don't address their sin.
唔系话你唔指出佢哋嘅罪。
Their laziness, their procrastination, you address these things.
他们懒惰，你要去面对这些。
But it should always be done with the attitude of love, grace, and respect.
但是就是一个态度，就是永远都是要有爱，有尊重。
You know, it goes back to verse 19.
去回第十九节。
You know, the idea of speaking hymns, spiritual songs to one another.
就是用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
You know, we speak psalms.
用詩章,
you know, what does that really mean?
什麼意思啊?
You know, when you look at the Psalms, actually, they're actually, some of it's lamenting, some of it's correcting.
你看看詩篇, 有些是, 訴苦的, 有些是糾正的。
But you're able to speak lovingly and gently.
但你都可以用愛去用溫柔去講。
To bring forth God's truth respectfully and gracefully.
去, 尊重的有恩慈的带出神的真理。
You know, what does that mean?
那这个是什么意思啊?
It means don't yell.
就是说不要大嗌。
Do we have wives that like to yell here?
我们有没有妻子是喜欢嗌的?
I'm sure there are because there's some snickering around.
我相信有。
All right. Yelling is actually an expression of uncontrolled anger.
大嗌呢其实就是一个控制不到的愤怒的表达。
God calls you to be self-control, to have self-control.
神要你去自制。
To be that gentle peacemaker.
要温柔，要做一个使人和睦的人。
You know, when you have an argument, you're not there to win an argument.
当你有挣扎的时候，争吵的时候，你不是要去赢。
Don't be having that attitude of always being on top.
不要要永远都是啱的这个的心态。
You know, Proverbs 15 says that a gentle word turns away wrath.
箴言里面讲到温柔的话语转离罪恶。
And 1 Peter 3 reminds us that God loves a gentle spirit.
彼得前书讲到神喜悦温柔的心。
And God says the wives should have a gentle spirit.
神讲到妻子应该有一个温柔的心。
You know, 1 Peter 3:4.
是彼得前书一章三节。
A spirit that is in control.
是被圣灵掌管的心。
And we also must understand submission is not weakness.
我们都要知道顺服不是说软弱。
But it's mindful, it's not mindless obedience.
不是一个无思考的顺服。
It's an active service.
是一个主动的服侍。
That takes initiative.
是要主动的。
Right?Your wives are called to strengthen your husband.
妻子是被呼召要去帮助丈夫增强。
That support is a strength for them.
这个资源对他们来讲就是一个力量。
Support them in everything.
在凡事上支持他们。
Give them your strength so that they can serve with all their heart.
将你的力量赐给他们，让他们可以全心地去侍奉。
You know, there's a saying that we, you know, it's a very secular saying, but it's very true.
有一个世上有一个讲法， 但其实是几真的。
That behind every great man, there is a strong woman.
是每一个伟大的男人后面是有一个很强壮的妇人。
In some sense, you can make it biblical.
就可能不是好，这一句话可能不是好。
Because God has actually given the man the wife to be his helpmate, to help him succeed in life.
但是神就是将这个妻子赐给这个丈夫，让他可以在生活里面成功。
And it's very true that if the wife does not support him, he is very, has a hard time making a household of faith.
如果妻子不支持他的话，他很难让这个家庭成为充满信心的家庭。
He cannot lead properly.
他不会很正确地去带领。
He cannot love properly.
他不会合宜地去爱。
Nor can he serve God without that love and submission.
没有这个爱和信服，他也不可以去侍奉神。
Proverbs 3:10 it says, you know, an excellent wife is more precious than jewels.
箴言讲到
An excellent wife is,
才德的妇人
is more precious than jewels.
比珍珠更宝贵。
That is the picture of this godly wife.
这个就是属神的妻子的图画。
You know, do I need to go on?
我要不要继续讲呢？
If people are, some people are saying yes here.
有些人说要。
You know, you're a couple that is in need of counseling.
那你是这个夫妇，你是需要去被辅导。
Okay, you can make an appointment with me after the service.
你可以崇拜之后同我约。
All right. Joking aside, why should wives submit?
咁我唔讲笑啦。咁妻子点解要去
顺服咧？What's the motive? Why are we doing this?
个原因个动机系乜嘢咧？
Because it is God's design for a godly home.
因为系神所设计嘅属神嘅家庭。
You cannot have a godly home without.This ideal of submitting to one another.
如果你冇彼此顺服嘅呢一件事，你唔可以有一个属神嘅家庭。
Of husbands loving your wives as Christ loves the church.
丈夫爱妻子要如同基督爱教会一样。
It's very hard to have a godly home without God following God's design.
如果我们不跟随神的设计，我们不可以有一个属神的家庭。
God gives us these roles so that we can have unity, peace, and harmony within the household.
神给我们有这个角色，让我们在家庭里面有和睦，有合一。
It is God's call.
这个是神的呼召。
He has called you to do this.
他呼召我们去这样做。
And in reality, He has equipped each and every person, male and female, to fulfill their roles.
事实上，神已经给我们男女有这个能力去做这个角色。
You know, if you really think about it, God has made women and men very differently.
你可以想一下，神做男做女是非常之不同的。
You know, even if society is trying to kill that distinction,
就算这个社会要去抹杀这个的分别。
We have to realize God gave strengths and weaknesses to each and every female and male.
我们要知道神给男女有不同的能力和不同的弱点。
That God made them very distinctly and differently.
很不同的，做他们是非常之不同。
Just physically they're different.
就在身体上不同。
You know, and they're different emotionally and mentally.
他们在感情上、精神上都不同。
You know, of course, everybody has their unique differences.
没错，每一个人都有自己的不同。
Speaking in generalities,
我现在是概括地说。
But men are usually built differently because they're given a responsibility to lead. God makes them stronger. They have bigger bones, heavier bones, denser bones.
咁就係神做男，係因為佢哋要去帶領，所以佢哋係身體上係強壯啲嘅，佢哋骨大啲、重啲。
Their muscles are stronger.
肌肉強啲。
They twitch faster.
佢哋可以快啲嘅出力。
They're built bigger.
佢哋嘅身體係大啲。
Right, because God gave you the responsibility to work.
因為神俾你嘅責任要去工作。
You know, in the old days, it was a lot of gardening.
舊時係要好多耕種嘅事。
All right, and now the problem is that sometimes you sit at a desk and all the muscle you use is your brain.
咁而家你就係淨係坐喺度，所以你嘅肌肉咧就喺你嘅頭度。
But in reality, God made you to be a person who is able to protect to lead, to work the fields and provide for the family.
咁其实事实上神就系要你去工作，去为呢个家庭系提供供应。
To protect your wife and your children when it's needed.
有需要嘅时候去保护你嘅妻子同埋儿女。
You know, men are rougher. They're more aggressive in nature.
男嘅係比較嘅粗壯。
But don't get me wrong, I've seen aggressive women, okay? They can be aggressive too.
冇錯，婦女都可以係好粗壯嘅。
In a general way, men are more competitive. They have that urge to want to win and dominate the different.
通常就係男係比較多啲嘅呢個比較力要去贏。
You know, and they're not so much.Men are not as good at details as women.
男嘅唔同，唔會好似女一樣咁。
Of course, it's a generality.
咁比較睇到啲細節。
But that's a generality.
呢個只係概括嚟講。
All right, they actually sees big picture and focuses to the big picture.
佢哋係睇到大圖畫。
Women are different.
婦女係唔同。
You know, of course, you know, just simply physically, they're built to do things that men can never do.
咁佢哋嘅身體就係男，神設計佢哋身體係男嘅，唔可以做得到。
Our wishes to bear children, of course.
就係要去生育兒女。
But not just to bear children, but they're able to feed them.
唔單止係生育，仲要去餵養。
You know, males cannot feed their children.
男士係唔可以去餵養佢哋嘅兒女。
Women have been given this privilege.
婦女就係有呢一個嘅特權。
To bear children and to nurture them.
去生育同埋餵養。
You know, there's nothing more cherished to a child than their mother's love.
对一个儿女来讲，没有一样嘢可以比母亲的爱更加的珍贵。
You know, you see that the mother's love is something that is pictured as gentle, nurturing, patient. Sorry.
就是是温柔的细致的。
You know, and you can actually see that in even in society, they have that picture.
我哋喺社會上邊都睇到呢一幅嘅圖畫。
And you can tell how.
你可以睇到點解。
You ever see the difference between how they celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day?
你有冇睇到人哋點樣慶祝父親節同埋母親節嘅唔同咧
？$1 million industry on Mother's Day. $1 million industry in Mother's Day.
母親節咧係百萬嘅商業。
Hundreds of millions are spent for moms.
係千萬嘅，係為母親係去。
Tons of flowers are bought for moms.
好多吨嘅花系为母亲买嘅。
Father's Day, what do you get? A tie.
父亲节咧，你就攞得到条 tie.
Right, there's a difference.
就系咁啦。
You know, Mother's Day was made an official holiday in 1914 by President Woodrow Wilson.
母亲节咧就系1914年嘅时候，威尔逊总统设立嘅。
Father's Day.
父親節咧
？That didn't happen till 50 years later.
直到50年之後
，You know, it is actually Lyndon Johnson in 1966 that made it official. It's Father's Day.
係1966年，約翰遜總統設立嘅先係正式成為父親節。
There is a difference between man and woman.
所以男女係有唔同嘅。
These are distinctions that God has blessed us with.
神就係祝福我哋有呢啲咁嘅
And we're not meant to wipe them out. We're to celebrate the differences. Because they're meant to make the home complete.
Titus 2,
chapter verse says this.
提多書二章咁講。
So train the young woman to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home.To be kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
好指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Do you see this wonderful beauty that God has designed for husband and wife?
你睇到神为丈夫妻子設立嘅呢個係幾咁美好。
Your relationship is designed to be beautiful.
你哋嘅關係嘅設計係美好嘅。
To have unity, harmony.
係合一嘅和諧嘅。
To have order, a place of love.
有顺罪的，有爱的。
A place of sanctity and security for your children.
为你的儿女是一个的，安全的地方。
It is such a beautiful picture that the Bible uses this image to portray Christ and the church.
这个就是这么美好，所以神就是用这个的形象来形容教会和基督。
Your marriage is an image of Christ and the church.
你的婚姻就是基督和教会的形象。
You know, finally, Paul puts the exclamation point in verse 24.
最后在24节里面，保罗就讲到这个，就有一个感叹号。
This is the model that we're to follow.
这个就是我们要去跟随的榜样。
Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything to their husbands.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Just as Christ.Church submits to Christ.
教会怎样顺服基督？
Wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
妻子亦都要系凡事顺服丈夫。
That's a very encompassing word. Everything.
凡事呢个就系包罗万象嘅字。
You know, of course, this takes into the account of a father, a husband who is loving and faithful.
当然呢个系讲到系爱忠心嘅丈夫。
You know, one, and one that a husband doesn't call you to, that calls you or leads you into sin or to be disobedient to God.
就是这个丈夫不会去要你去犯罪，要你去违背神。
It's a husband that wants the best for you.
但这个丈夫是要为你是最好的。
But in 1 Peter 3, it says that even if he's not a Christian,
彼得前书讲到，就算他不是基督徒。
May your submissiveness be an example for him and a witness for him.
愿你让你的顺服都成为一个的睇佢里边一个的见证。
But this is an all-encompassing thought. Wives be submissive in everything.
但系呢个就系我哋点解要喺凡事都要顺服咧
？And you have to realize you can't do this on your own. It's impossible.
你就要知道你唔可以凭自己去做得到嘅，系冇可能嘅。
Goes back to verse 18.
讲翻第睇翻第十八节。
You must be filled.With the Spirit.
你就要被圣灵充满。
Wives must walk intimately with God.
妻子要亲密的与神同行。
Wives, is your lives full of God's words dwelling within your heart?
妻子，你们的生活要充满神的话语。
It is the power of the Spirit that uses God's word.
圣灵的能力就是用神的话语。
To enable you to do all things.
去让你可以凡事都能行。
Oh, this is the phrase that I always remembered, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
我就系时时都记得腓立比书四章十三节讲到，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
God calls you to be submissive to your husband.
神呼召你要顺服你嘅丈夫。
But He's also the one that will enable you to do so.
他亦都系能够赐你能力去做嗰位。
You can never fulfill that design. You can never fulfill that design of what God has for your marriage.
你唔可以去实现神呢个设计喺呢个婚姻里边嘅。
Until God becomes the foundation of your life.
直到神成为你生命嘅基础。
And it's a beauty when both husband and wives are Christians.
当丈夫和妻子都是基督徒的时候
，For then it can build that wonderful picture that God has.
他们就可以去建立这个神为他们设计的美好的图画。
That's why God gives us this warning in 2 Corinthians 6.
所以在哥林多后书，神给我们这个警告。
Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?What accord has Christ with Baal? And what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever?
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同苦一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和鄙劣有什么相和呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
It's a wonderful picture when husband and wife can have that foundation of Christ.
如果丈夫妻子都有基督这个的基础，是一个很美好的图画。
You cannot be unequally yoked. The reason for that is that you don't live for the same things.
不可以同父一轭，就是因为你不可以为同一样东西而生活。
Those who are in Christ live for Christ.
在基督里面的是为基督而活。
And they're filled and moved by the Holy Spirit.
他们就是被圣灵充满，被圣灵驱使。
That's God's design.
这个就是神的设计。
And that is the beauty of the marriage that we are to see.
我们要看到的婚姻的美好。
You know, if you're single here today,
如果你今天是单身的，
pray and ask God to, you know, bless you with that spouse that really loves God.
求神祝福你，俾你有一个配偶系真正爱神嘅。
It's more important that they love God than they love you.
佢哋爱神系重要过佢哋爱你。
Get that straight. They have to love God more than they love you.
睇清楚吓啦，睇清楚，佢哋要爱神多过爱你。
Because everybody's going to come to you.
因为个个嚟到你面前嘅人。
Pouring out their love for you.
将佢哋嘅爱摆喺你面前。
And you have to realize.That love will wane.
你要知道呢个爱会消失嘅。
You want a spouse that has love for God.
你要一个爱神嘅配偶。
When that love for God is true,
如果佢爱对神嘅爱系真嘅
，that spirit in him will help him to love you.
喺佢里边嘅灵会帮助佢爱你。
So look for a spouse that really loves God.
所以要找一个爱神的配偶。
Secondly, if you're single,
第二，如果你是单身，
love God with all your heart.
尽心尽性尽意去爱神。
Love God and be submissive to Him.
爱神，顺服祂。
When people see that, they will come knocking at your door.
当人看到这样，他们就会来敲你的门。
Because you will be one that is desirable.
因为人人都想要你。
That's what God says.
神就是这么说。
Wives!
妻子,
You're meant to be instruments of love and grace in the home.
你在家里面就是要做爱和恩慈的器皿。
Be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Open your sails to really capture the moving of the Spirit in your life.
打开你的帆，让圣灵的风吹你去行。
And you're called to be that living, loving testimony of sacrifice and submission to the house.To your children, to your family.
你就是要，你是被呼召要去为你的家庭，为你的儿女去牺牲，去爱。
Pray for the work of God's Spirit within your husband.
为到神的灵在你的丈夫里面工作去祈祷。
Realize the burden that they've been given by God to lead that family and that home.
要知道神给他们这个担子去要带领这个家庭。
Use all your strength and prayer to help him be successful.
尽力是为他祈祷，让他成功。
That's what will make you a happy home.
这个就会让你有一个喜乐的家庭。
Spur him on to love God.
去激励他去爱神。
Spur him on to serve his life for God, to seek spiritual things.
激励他用他生命去侍奉神，去寻求属灵的事。
Husbands,
丈夫
we'll talk to you next time.
下一次就跟你说。
But love your wives as Christ loves the church.
爱妻子如同基督爱教会一样。
Let's pray.
让我们同祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话。
For it truly is life unto our souls.
是真正在我们灵魂里面赐生命的。
It is water for a thirsty soul.
是为我们饥渴的灵魂。
It's your word lifts us. Your word lifts us up to the heavens.
你的话要将我们带到去天上。
It pulls us out of our thoughts of living in this world.
将我们带来，我们离开我们活在这个世界上的思想。
To refresh us.
去更新我们。
To remind us of who we are.
提醒我们是哪一个。
What I pray for each and every individual here.
我们为到在座的每一位祈祷。
To pray for those who are married.
为到已婚的。
Those who may have children.
或者已经有儿女的。
That they will walk in the power of the Spirit.
他们凭着圣灵的能力去行。
To be filled with the Spirit.
是被圣灵充满。
To live in a way that you have designed marriage to be.
去过一个你设计的婚姻的生活。
That they can really enjoy, to be full of joy of their salvation.
让他们有得到救恩的喜乐。
And to see this marriage as a wonderful blessing that they have been given.
看到他们的婚姻是一个你所赐给他们美好的祝福。
Help them to see the wonderful role that you have designed for them.
让他们看到你为他们设计的美好的角色。
And help them to live it out.
帮助他们活出来。
Father, we ask that you will help all of us to be obedient.
天父求你帮助我们每一个都去顺服。
To care not less of ourselves.
去少点关注自己。
But to love others with all our hearts.
但是去全心的去爱别人。
That we will be ones who will walk obediently.
让我们去顺服你而行。
By the power of your spirit.
藉着圣灵的能力。
That we will submit to your word to really love and seek after God.
去顺从你的话语去寻求神。
And give us a heart that is humble.
去爱神，给我们一个谦卑的心。
That we will love others more than ourselves.
以致我们爱人多过自己。
Father, we thank you for the families here.
天父，我们为到在座的家庭献上感谢。
We thank you for our church.
为到我们教会献上感谢。
We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
感谢你对我们一切的祝福。
And we most of all thank you for the assurance of our future.
更加是为了我们将来的确信。
To know that we belong to your eternal kingdom.
知道我们属于你永恒的国度。
And nothing can ever separate us from your love.
无事可以将我们同你的爱去分隔。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 247, Make Me a Blessing.
让我们一起唱247首，藉我赐恩福。
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你仰脸，赐你平安。The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
We'd like to welcome everyone here worshiping with us today.
欢迎在座系同我哋一齐敬拜。
Is there anybody visiting that we can acknowledge in our midst?
有冇人嚟探我哋？